keeps them on the whole time and gets kids like a noodle the whole time. Minutes. We decided to use a connected charger, standard chip, because it can come in various different sizes. It wasn't going to be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case interior is going to be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons with a combination of LCD and rubber according to the design. Bright, funky designs inspired by fruit, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition software into our design until we can find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think that would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on a prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation.
Yeah, shall I start? I'll start. Do you want to hold it? And I'll,
yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just make it?
Yes, yes, you can. I'll get it.
Okay, we're crazy here. Thank you.
Just like one of those things and you can just take it from.
Okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's going to have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour. Either we're thinking something fairly neutral, like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with that. The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns, so you've got a lot of customization with it. It's obviously in a sort of clamshell design, and the top LCD screen you can see there would be sort of it would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh right, okay,
And working on the inside, we've already said decided on the connected batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get.
So put it in the top section rather than the bottom section, because it's the top part of this. Okay.
We decided that the voice recognition system, they did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like where you'd shout out where is the remote, and it'll shout back, "I'm here," or something. And then, it won't shout out, "I'm here," or something. It'll just shout out, "I'm here."
Okay.
Or something to similar effect.
That would be too
good. Yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. The standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about. It would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because obviously all TVs use the same infrared medium, we'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on the on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the. I don't know where to put it on.
Here.
Yeah, something like that.
Infrared could be
Actually,
here
no, it
also.
would be you'd have to be
Yeah,
on the
on the front side of that, yeah.
Oh right, yeah, okay,
So
yeah,
then
got
if it's open here,
So when you've actually got it open,
yes.
it would be facing the TV.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then finally, on the interface, the top screen, as we said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which yeah, would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off,
Okay.
and things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the
No,
outside kind of
not
look of
actually,
the product,
no,
is it?
not interfering with the whole look of the
Okay.
product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics, as
Thank
that
you
is,
very much.
that's the
Yeah,
company
you're
logo.
wrapping it all up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria. Similar to what it was before there. Sorry. This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we discussed in the last meeting. Are we actuating those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are a fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those, the two main ones, there was a spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colours. The design should minimise RSI, and be easy to locate, and we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, though that did seem to be the favoured strategy, but there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where one is true and seven is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned, I'll pull that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Does that seem clear? Any questions there? So we're going to look at these
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just the model?
Yes. We're going to come to, we will discuss each one and we'll come to a consensus rating between one and seven.
Okay.
One is true, seven is false. So I won't write all of that out again. It will just be criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to confuse it with the number rating. This is where I realise how tiny I actually am.
Just right, smiling.
Criteria. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating, we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
what
Okay. So I'll just separate the ratings by 1, 2, 3, 4, we know these three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Criteria A, the fancy look and feel. How do we feel about this prototype model relating to fancy? Is a fancy look and feel one is true, seven is false? My own rating for that would be a 2. One is true, seven is false. I would agree.
Yeah,
I'd
probably put it 2. Yeah, 2 or 3? No, 3. 3.
Okay. I'd say 2. 2?
I would say 4.
A 4, okay. Adding those up, we've got 6 and 5. 11 divided by 4 is what? 2 and 3 quarters? Is that
yeah, 3.
2 and 3 quarters?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. 2.75, there we go. Okay, criteria B, criteria on me. Technologically innovative. I would give that a 3.
I'd give it a 1.
Okay. Not a good bias.
No, not at all.
Design. A 2.
The first one reading, I'm sorry. Can you just make it 2?
The average?
Yeah, I just thought it
you want your rating to be a 2?
A.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just thought.
So I'll work out the average for that in a bit. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, just waiting for your rating.
It's just 2.5 for that one.
2.5,
mm.
Okay. So you're waiting for this one, Carl?
2.
Okay. So that is 8, so that brings it down to 2 nice and simple. Yeah. Okay. Ease of use, easy to use. Based on what you've said there, I would say 1.
True.
2.
I would say a 2.
Two.
I would say a 2.
2. I should have said a 2 to make the arithmetic. We'll just put almost 2 because
1.7
silly decimal places.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we want to, we can bring it down, we can do later. Then we're looking at it incorporates current function trends, and that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this actually going to be the colours that
you
choose?
No, the base colour was
white
or sort of a light blue, but the changeable faces would allow you to get any one of a number of colours.
So
it's
you could
full
use
sort
any
of customer.
Strong fruit and veg colours, and that's what we're
yeah.
planning to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the spongy feel is no problem with that.
No, because that's the spongy feel would be in the rubber that you put around it. But
okay.
Otherwise, it's just sort of hard plastic.
In that case, it's got to be a 1 for me.
Yeah, I'll give it a 1 as well.
No,
yeah.
Moving on to, does the design minimise the head of strain injuries? I don't think we've really touched on that.
No.
We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but they're very use of the remote control. If you're someone who's zapping or sitting on
yeah.
it, like many people did, how do you minimise that in such a small
part? Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom half, the material, minimises RSI, it's meant to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because it's like, with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around trying to hit
mm-hmm.
accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right. I think I'm going to have to be neutral on that and give it a 4.
Yeah, I'd go for a 5 actually.
And finally, last but not least, Ether to the Cage. So we talked about voice recognition, we talked about a beeper, and we really in the
yeah.
Just come to any.
Yeah, it was a voice.
It was the
voice recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are we happy with the costs or not? That's good.
Yeah,
cost wise.
Yeah, that's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
something's in the other room or TV's in different rooms.
I think it would probably be
a standard.
It would be a standard. It would be quite loud.
It would be.
So it would be.
And if you didn't hear it in the room you were standing in, then you realise it wasn't in that room, you'd go into another room.
Logical. That's a 1 for me.
Yeah, 1.
1.
1. I do realise it would be being fairly biased because it is.
So, how do we feel about this? We've got we've got the highest rating of meeting specifications, that is definitely true, for 2. Of the 6 criteria there, that is for incorporates current fashion trends and easy to locate. The lowest rating we've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's closer around neutral, is for the minimization of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel on the basis of that, of these evaluation findings, that we can go ahead and then produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to wait for the modification?
I don't think so.
I think
I think for most of those ratings it's high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that, and I really doubt it on the basis of current technology and our current capabilities we could actually do much
too
much
apart from having a huge big
Well, I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up?
Don't think so. Okay, thank you. Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it, if that's okay. I presume that the screen will go blank. Okay, we just type numbers into this and we come out with the final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
It was regular chip on print and it's you've put in 3 for the number of kinetic cells, there should just be 1. In the top it's the number.
Oh right, okay. Thanks.
Yeah, and
so would it be 2?
Yeah, just, no, 1 reg...
1 chip?
Yeah, 1 of them and 1 sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
And then double curve. No.
1 double curve?
2, because it's 2.
Yeah,
it has a slightly flatter bottom so it can sit.
So what's a single curve?
Yeah, I'd say it was...
flat bottom with 1 curve.
Yeah, I think it's...
So just 1...
One double curved.
Yeah.
And what, no, because one, yeah, one's double curved, and then
the
other one's...
The other curves at the sides, but it's slightly flattened at the bottom, so it doesn't move.
Plastic.
We've got plastic and rubber, haven't we?
Yeah.
Plastic with one and maybe a
special colour.
I think rubber, since it's been used just as a casing, we can put 0.5.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, because there are, I think it allows the 0.5, huh? You can use that.
Yeah.
Okay. What does it mean if you put 0.5?
Yes, we are not using a lot of rubber actually.
It would be like saying we're using
a very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material. So we're not actually using plastic in a case.
No,
are we?
No, that's it's actually.
It's including,
extra.
It's including.
So okay. that shouldn't be actually on there because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it is going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else you can put that in, is there? There's nowhere else you can code for the rubber used in the case, and we don't have to account for it in the cost somewhere then. Okay. We'll put it in as half. We should just put it in as one because plastic is zero anyway.
Yeah, okay.
And we don't have to talk about plastics. Okay, special colour, do we need that?
We might do if we go for something where it's
not
a green and such like that.
Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LCD display one.
Buttons.
I think we need to change the battery also. So we have a kinetic, how we're going for a standard battery.
Does that not mean any if you click off that square now? Does that not mean any difference?
Well,
has that not gone up? Oh no, it's 7.5, it's changed.
No,
so
it's uncurved completely, it's just actually making the rubber case of the curved thing is not going to make a difference.
Uncurved, right.
That's not made any difference, has it?
No,
it's not calculated.
No, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
It might, you might be assuming that is in euros, it could be in dollars. And then we'd be fine because the exchange rate would make it about.
We haven't been dealing with dollars though, I think
it's a new one.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery and just went with standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
What I feel is customers never said anything about the battery, it's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and curve.
If you take away the voice, I don't like to say it, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Where's that special form?
Do we see what difference it makes?
Where's the
Where's
the voice recognition?
It's samples, sensor, samples, speaker.
Right, okay.
If you took away that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to batteries, that's minus 3.
Minus 3 plus 2.
Oh, right. Keep saying 0. We can do it some other way. It doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
You could choose to have that or not.
But I mean, I don't see why we have to settle for 25 euros now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
But we're still working to.
So should we just change the design specification?
We're working to head office specifications. This is what this project team is working for. We can put in our recommendations for what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to in the meetings. But we need to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah,
and I think the voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate, as I've been on our first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business class customers.
Okay, we can.
Yeah,
make the price fit, and then say if we had our budget, we would have had this, because it also sets it above the crowd. They like their gadgets, they like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
Something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay, so.
So if we take voice recognition out.
That'll do it. 12.25. Is it 12.5? Was it
12.5? No, it's
12.25. Are you sure? Sorry.
We
need to doubt your.
Yeah, well, 12.25 times 2 is 25.
I think it's
really
equivalent to 10p. Which is less than 10p. I don't know, but 50% is the cost.
I think the agenda one was where the price was, wasn't it? Yeah. That's today. So is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need something else to take that place?
No.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra. You could just take that out and it'd be fine.
Okay.
Seems fine.
Yeah,
except voice recognition, everything is.
Right. Done that. Okay, project evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we weren't, didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
in the sense that did you feel like a team, or did you feel like?
I think it was a team.
There was so much interaction, so much that we needed to
find out
from each other.
Yeah.
And I certainly felt heard, listened to, and that in relevant areas we've been able to, you know, give and take and adjust our unit when necessary.
Yeah, I think it was a very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It is more of a cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. And I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seemed to have been sorted out. It didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it the final product if it was actually. If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would come out a little different.
I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shot down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you thought, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea in the field like that. Teamwork, well, you two created that wonderful specimen of a playroom model.
Yeah.
I think that was the best part of
it. I'm still not caught up.
But that's nothing to do with the teamwork at all. Maybe we should think of branching it into children's trolley.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's quite fun. Means, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean? Any ideas?
Discuss which ones.
We had for communicating and sharing information.
Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the Azure email system more had we actually
had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say,
yeah,
sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that,
yeah,
rather than having to email it, you know.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there. Like the whole picture of the same.
Yeah, it could be like moving out with it. But I think it's good that we spend time individually.
Yeah, I think it's
the
idea
from other areas.
Yeah.
It's, you know, bringing things from other areas in. So it's, I mean, nothing is new, but it's applying it to a different area.
Vegetables.
It's my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah.
But
and
then
sorry, good. As was shown by your presentation with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it,
no,
particularly. I mean, they're slightly different, so someone's been shut in a room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's, because it's something we should think about. But obviously no one's put any great deal of thought into it.
I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. They don't really think about it, because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the DVD file, the video.
But then when
the
everything is really smart, and you've just got this big chunk of black thing sitting on your coffee table, it doesn't go. I mean, if you could have something that's a proper, funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into, you go in with an idea, and they design it on Photoshop, and then they just get it printed on the plastic.
Yeah.
You'd pay a lot extra because it's individually being, a plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
Mm.
Surprising thing is, like, people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like every month you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving much idea to this.
I think it's really
good
that this has been very market research based, because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is this obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where we borrow a lot of our deep ideas from. There are innovations in that people don't really want.
Yes.
I see people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with, and they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake, that people have to keep it
forcing it onto people.
Yeah.
Things that, you know, they might want to buy the thing they
And you can't
to.
Get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get a battery anymore for that type of phone, because the phones have moved on, things like
so
that.
So there's a cover to fit it.
Yes. In closing, our costs are below budget, with recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing, and the heating for the building? Do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going out?
I think that was just the principle.
So it looks like it's gonna be 50% profit.
Yeah.
You've still got all of the overheads to come out of that. So maybe increasing it you would also have to increase the price they sold at.
Maybe
Yeah,
people,
I
I
think.
think, but you were saying that that's quite,
Yeah, I
I think
don't
in the meantime,
think
if
market
we're given
is.
the site specific, I think we've done what we're required to do, and I think we'll have the other project team or a new project for us to look at, but those kind of things, I don't think that's something we have to look at and
Yeah.
find out with raising cash for.
Yeah, there
Which
was.
I'm very well to get with the budget, and it still makes such an innovative item
Yeah.
that I think people are really going to want.
It's a shame it won't ever get made in that
Maybe
Maybe
I
we
can
could steal
steal
your
your
seminal
idea
and
from
sell it
Tom
to someone.
Yeah, it's conspiracy name,
The project has been evaluated well and truly.
Yeah.
And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I fell behind with. So I'll be delegating in my role as project supervisor. So good luck.
Celebration is involved with that.
I think celebration is £25. Isn't that what we'll be dancing on the desk?
Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, just last, I think.
Person.
I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last thing.
I didn't have to rate you on how much you influenced the meetings at all.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
Oh right, but do we not sometimes evaluate in these
Yeah,
meetings?
the yeah. I think yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting.